感谢主，上个周末的退休会聚会，退休聚会里面。
We thank the Lord that at the last weekend's Memorial Day weekend retreat.
我们看见神丰富的同在。
We see the abundant presence with our of our Lord.
然后借着弟兄的交通呢，把主的心意呢说在我们心中。
So that through brothers sharing that.The Lord has spoken to us the desire of His heart.
我想很多弟兄姊妹的心里都是非常受帮助得激励。
So I believe that many of our brothers and sisters' hearts are so encouraged and so much helped.
我想两位弟兄在聚会里面讲到雅各因着渴慕得着神儿子，得着儿子的名分。
And I.Remember that because of the two brothers who share with us that Jacob, who was so much longing for the sonship.
神在他身上做工到一个地步，从一个原来为自己抓一些东西的人，最后能够成为祝福人的一个人。
And that the Lord has been working in him so that he became, starting as a grabber of God until the end, he became a blesser of God.
那弟兄也说到在以色列最黑暗荒凉的时代里面呢，在四世纪的时候
，A brother also shared that in the darkest, the most desolate period of Israelite history, that is in the time of the judges.
神借着撒母耳这个器皿呢，结束了四世时代。
God wrapped up this period of judges through his vessel Samuel.
带进了君王的时代。
And ushered in the time of kingdom.
当以色列中没有王的时候，个人任意而行。
When there are no kings in Israel, everyone did whatever fit in his sight.
撒母耳高大卫做王。
And Samuel anointed David as king.
神借这位合神心意的君王呢，在百姓当中掌权做王。
And also God reigned through this vessel that went after his heart.
那我们知道撒母耳出生乃是因着他母亲哈拿的祷告。
To rule in Israel, and we know that Samuel was born because of this prayer of his mother, which was pleasing to God.
原来他的祷告不过是为了自己一点难处不能够生育而祷告。
Initially, she prayed for her hardship that she was barren, she wouldn't be able to bear children.
但是在他的祷告里面，他看见神里面更有一个需要。
But in her prayer, she saw that.Her God also had this need.
在那个时代当中，需要有一个忠心的一个祭司来服侍神。
That is, in that generation, God also needed a loyal priest to serve Him faithfully.
能够为神在那个黑暗时代向替神说话。
And He was able to speak for Him in that dark age.
所以神垂听了祷告，他就生了一个儿子叫撒母耳。
So God answered.Her prayer, and she bore a son called Samuel.
撒母耳就哈拿就把撒母耳奉献给神，终身来服侍耶和华神。
And Hannah dedicated Samuel to the Lord to serve him all his life.
所以我们看见神之所以得着这个器皿撒母耳呢，是因着哈拿的祷告。
Now we see that the reason that God gained this vessel is because of Hannah's prayer.
所以我们看见因着撒母耳祷告，以色列全家归向神。
And also we see that because of the prayer of Samuel that the whole house of Israel returned to God.
所以当我再一次思想这些话的时候，我就想到在新约里面似乎好像有一个人类似撒母耳。
As I was pondering over all this, in my heart I realized that in the New Testament there is one person who is very much like Samuel.
因为他出生之前那个时代和他 出生的时候好像跟撒母耳很类似。
The age right before this person was born it was very much like the age of Samuel.
因为他的出生也是因着他父亲的祷告。
And he was born also because of the prayer of his father.
而在 他出生之前那个时代，以色列也是落在一个非常荒凉的时代里面。
And the days right before he was born, the Israelites were also in such a desolate place.
所以早晨我愿意从是耶和华出生，我们来看神在新约时代一开头的时候怎样做成他的工。
So this morning I would like to share with you on the birth of John the Baptist to see how the Lord worked His way in the New Testament.
我们先翻到路加福音第一章。
Would you please turn with me to Luke 1?
路加福音第一章。
The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1.
我们从第十五，从第五节读到十七节。
We read from verse 5 to 17.
当犹大王希律的时候，亚比亚班里有一个祭司名叫撒加利亚，他妻子是亚伦的后人，名叫以利沙伯。
There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth.
他们二人在神面前都是义人，遵行主的一切诫命礼仪，没有可指责的。
And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless.
只是没有孩子，因为以利沙伯不生育，两个人又年纪老迈了。
But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years.
撒加利亚按班次在神面前供祭司的职分。
So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division,
照祭司的规矩自谦得进主殿烧香。
According to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord.
烧香的时候，众百姓在外面祷告。
And the whole multitude of people was praying outside at the hour of incense.
有主的使者站在香坛的右边向他显现。
Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense.
撒加利亚看见就惊慌害怕，天使。
And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him.
天使对他说，撒加利亚不要害怕，因为你的祈祷已经被听见了，你的妻子以利沙伯要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫约翰。
But the angel said to him, Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John.
你必欢喜快乐，有许多人因他出世也必喜乐。
And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth.
他在主面前将要为大，但酒浓酒都不喝，从母腹里就被圣灵充满。
For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb.
他要使许多以色列人回转归于主他们的神。
And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord, their God.
他必有以利亚心智能力，行在主的前面，叫为父的心转向儿女，叫悖逆的人转从义人的智慧，又为主预备何用的百姓。
He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready the people prepared for the Lord.
我们再翻到马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
第一节、第二节、第三节。
1:2-3.
那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”这人就是先知以赛亚所说的。他说，在旷野有人声喊着说：“预备主的道路，修直他的路。”
In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who has spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
弟兄，有点祷告。
Shall we bow our head? Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，我们早晨来到你面前的时候，让我们心再次向你敞开。
Oh Lord, we thank you as we are gathered together this morning. Turn our heart wide open to you.
叫我们心再次转向你。
So that we will return our hearts to you.
好叫你的心也能转向我们。
That your hearts will return to us too.
早晨我们求你真是恩待凡大家来到面前的所有的属乎你的人。
Oh Lord, this morning be gracious to everyone who comes before you, who belongs to you.
我们愿等候在你面前，求你再次向我们说话。
We're willing to wait on you, Lord. Do speak to us again.
借着你启示的话，今天圣灵在圣灵里面再次向我们说。
Through your word of revelation, speak to us in your spirit.
好，叫我们因着听见你的话，我们灵里面再次被苏醒过来。
So that after we hear your word, our spirits will be kindled again.
再叫我们心更多认定你。
So that we, our hearts will acknowledge you.
知道你做事如今，如今仍然做事在你的教会当中。
And know that until now you continue to work in your church.
我们感谢你，我们是你所救赎的百姓，我们是在你面前有指望的人。
We thank you that we are people redeemed by you. We are people of hope.
因为说在末后我们要更大的指望。
Even to the very end, we have even greater hope.
因此我们求你借着你的话再次的挑望我们里面那一个向着你的心。
Oh Lord, through your word, once again rekindle the heart that will be turned towards you.
好，叫你的旨意能够成就在你的教会当中。
So that your will be done in your church.
我们求你施恩，听我们祷告。
We ask that you be gracious to us all.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
In the Lord Jesus' holy name.
Amen. 我说到施洗约翰的出生和撒母耳的出生是有许多类似的地方。
I mentioned that the birth of John the Baptist and the birth of Samuel, there are many similarities.
神怎样借着撒母耳带来以色列的一个复兴
？As the Lord brought forth the revival of all the Israelites through Samuel.
而新约施洗约翰他是为主预备道路的那一位。
And John the Baptist is the very one who prepared the way for the Lord in New Testament.
他把主耶稣带到以色列百姓的当中。
He brought Lord Jesus into the midst of the Israelites.
而主耶稣就把神救恩带到以色列百姓的里当中。
And so the Lord brought his salvation into the midst of the Israelites.
我们知道撒母耳他生长当时的生长环境，以色列是在一个非常黑暗荒凉的一个时期。
We know that Samuel grew up in the circumstances which was very dark, very desolate among the Israelites.
而施洗约翰他出生之前的背景呢，那是一个更荒凉一个时候。
And the background before the birth of John the Baptist was even darker and more desolate.
因为旧约最后一个先知马拉基说完话以后
，After the last prophet of the Old Testament spoke.
神就不再兴起先知向以色列百姓说话。
God no longer raised up any prophet to speak to Israelites.
好像神也没有一个明显的工作。
As though God never had any apparent work among Israelites.
在撒母耳时代，圣经告诉我们说，耶和华言语稀少。
In the time of Samuel, the Bible tells us that the word of the Lord was rare.
不常有默示。
There was no widespread revelation.
虽然神言语稀少，不常有默示，但是似乎好像还有点话，还有点光。
Even though in those days the Lord's word was rare, there was no vision, but still there was a little light there.
但是到施洗约翰的时代呢，神是完全的沉默，不说话。
When it came to the time of John the Baptist, God was totally silent.
神四百年之中呢，不再兴起先知向以色列百姓说话。
For 400 years.God never raised up any prophet to speak to his people.
所以圣经也在这四百当中，圣经也没有记载以色列这段历史到底是怎么样。
So during these 400 years, the Bible never recorded any of the Israelites' history.
直到主耶稣要降生之前呢，圣经又记载当时以色列人的光景。
Until right before the birth of Jesus Christ,The Bible started to record the conditions of those days.
在撒母耳时代，以色列百姓是常常受非利士人的压制。
In Samuel's time, all Israelites were often oppressed by Philistines.
但是在施洗约翰出生的时候呢，以色列百姓他们是在罗马帝国的辖制底下。
And during the time of the John the Baptist, the Israelites were under the control of the Roman Empire.
完全是在罗马的管制底下没有自由，成为一般的奴隶。
Totally ruled by the Romans, they had no freedom. They were bond servants.
而就在这个时候呢，施洗约翰他出生了。
And right at this time, John the Baptist was born.
圣经告诉我们说，他的父母都是亚伦的后裔。
The Bible tells us that his parents were both descendants of Aaron.
都是做祭司的，他父亲是做祭司服侍神的人。
His father was a priest who served God.
他在神面前是一个义人。
And he was a righteous person before God.
遵行主的一切诫命礼仪，没有可指责的。
And he did everything of God's commandments, God's ordinances. He was blameless before God.
所以我们看见，虽然在那个时代是一个黑暗的时代。
So we see that.Even though in those days everything was dark,
整个以色列百姓的属灵光景都是不行了。
And all the spiritual conditions of the Israelites were very desolate.
但是圣经却让我们看见， 即使在这样的环境里面，神仍然保守一些近前的犹太人。
But the Bible shows us that even in this kind of circumstance, God still kept out some of those who are godly.
像后面所记载的西面亚拿。
Just as Simeon and the prophetess Anna.
他主要是门徒彼得、拿单叶这一班人。
And Peter and Nathaniel, Jesus' disciples.
他们都是等候弥赛亚来的一般近前的犹太人。
They were all those godly Jews who were waiting for the coming of Messiah.
就是因为在这样的环境当中，仍有一般近前的人，所以神就有路可走。
It's because there were such godly people among all the Israelites waiting for him. God had his way out.
以色列百姓就有了盼望。
So Israelites had this hope.
所以虽然在这个黑暗极深的时候，我们仍然看见有一道曙光出现。
So we see even when the night was far spent, we do see this dawning light appearing.
所以我们看见神在撒母耳时代，他先得着他的母亲哈拿，然后得着撒母耳。
So in the time of Samuel, we see God first gain his mother, Hannah, and then Samuel himself.
神就可以做复兴的工作。
And then God started to work his revival work.
而在施洗约翰的时代，神也得着撒加利亚这个人，然后得着施洗约翰，神在那里就有个恢复的工作。
And in the time of John the Baptist, God first gained his father, Zacharias, and then John the Baptist, and then he started his recovery work.
我们看这些人，他们都是活在神面前，他们不受环境影响的一般人。
So we see all these people live before God's presence. They were not impacted by the circumstances.
他们都是分别自己从这个世代里面出来一般人。
They were people who had separated themselves from the world.
就像撒加利亚一样，他是一个义人。
Just like Zacharias, who was righteous.
义人就是一个对的人。
A righteous person is a right person.
虽然整个世代的人都是一个不对的人，都是一个不义的人。
Although the whole generation, whole age was not right before God, but he was right.
但他们却在神面前是成为一个对的人。
People like this, they were right in the sight of God.
他们在那里遵行主一切诫命。
There they obey God's all commandments.
他们遵行神的旨意。
They obey God's will.
虽然他们眼前所看见都是黑暗。
Although everything they saw was simply darkness.
就像撒母耳，他侍立在以利的面前。
Just as Samuel who stood still before Eli.
以利是代表整个以色列荒凉的一个光景。
And Eli represents the total desolate condition of Israel.
没有一件令人鼓舞的事情。
Nothing was encouraging in those days.
但是撒母耳圣经也告诉我们说，他是侍立在耶和华面前的人。
But the Bible tells us that Samuel was the one who stood still before the Lord.
因着他侍立在耶和华面前，他所看见乃是神自己。
Because he stood before the Lord, so what he saw was the Lord himself.
他知道他所侍奉的乃是神自己。
He knew the one he served was God himself.
所以这个小小的撒母耳这个生命在耶和华面前渐渐长大。
Therefore, this little Samuel with his tender life grew before the Lord.
不仅是指着他肉身生命的长大，更是指着他里面属灵生命一天一天的长大。
This tells us not only physically he grew gradually, but also his spiritual life grew.
虽然外面是一个艰难的环境，
although outwardly it was such a difficult time.
但是这些环境不仅没有让他灰心倒下去，
but not only did these circumstances strike him down that make him
更知道依靠神。
But it made him even more lean on God.
不敢离开神的面。
So that he would not dare to depart from the presence of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些都是成为我们一个榜样，一个。
So brothers and sisters, all these should be examples to us.
因为我们常常抱怨，今天我们所处的是一个属灵非常荒凉，没有属灵空气的一个环境里面。
We often complain that today we are living in such a spiritual desolation, and there was no spiritual atmosphere around us.
我们常常说，因着环境是这样的不好，以致让我属灵光景就低落，就下沉。
And we often say because the conditions are so bad that my spirituality is so low, it sinks down.
所以弟兄也告诉我们说呢，环境不能够败坏一个人。
So I'd rather share with her that a circumstance can never corrupt a person.
环境只能显明人里面的败坏。
It only reveals the corruption within that person.
我想这是英国史百科弟兄所说的话。
This is the brother Spark from England saying.
神不过是借着环境来显明我们里面属灵真正的一个光景如何。
God only uses circumstances to reveal our inner being.
神用环境来试炼一个人里面生命的真实有多少。
And God uses circumstances to test the true spirituality of that person.
所以环境是神的一个工具。
Therefore, circumstances are simply the tools of God.
显明我们这个人到底是势力在人的面前，还是势力在神的面前。
They are used to reveal the fact that whether we're standing before God or standing before man.
环境就把我们显明出来了。
This will all be revealed through circumstances.
所以我们看见施洗约的父亲撒加利亚。
So we see here now John the Baptist's father Zacharias.
他处在一个非常荒凉的时代里面，但他仍然是在耶和华面前，在那里侍奉神。
He lived in such a desolate age. Nevertheless, he still stood still before God to serve him.
他仍然在那里遵循主的一切的旨意。
There he did all God's will.
没有可指责的。
And he was blameless.
所以圣经告诉我们说，他是按着班次在神的面前供祭司的职分。
So the Bible tells us that in order of his division, he performed his priestlyhood.
在旧约里面，记载说大卫、利、亚伦家的子孙呢，有十二个班次在那里，在殿中呢轮流的侍奉神。
And in the Chronicles, the Bible tells us that David.Set up 12 divisions to serve God in the holy temple.
所以撒加利亚那一天就按着他轮到他的班次呢，他就进到圣殿里面，这边侍奉神，尽他祭司的职任。
So on that particular day, Zacharias, according to his division, served God, performed his priestly duties.
在摩西律法里面告诉我们说呢，祭司他主要的工作是什么呢？
Now, what are the main duties of a priest in according to Mosaic law?
神从以色列百姓中拣选亚伦家做祭司。
Now, God chose the household of Aaron among all the Israelites to be his priest.
在耶和华面前烧香侍奉他。
To burn incense to serve before him.
所以烧香就是祭司最主要的工作。
So burning incense is the most important work of a priest.
烧香就是代表祷告。
Now burning incense represents praying.
所以当他在那里烧香祷告的时候呢，天使就向他显现说话。
So while he was praying, burning the incense, and the angels appeared to him.
他说你的祈祷已经被听见了。
And he said that your prayer is heard.
所以很显然他在那边烧香就是代表他在神面前的一个祷告。
So while Zacharias was burning incense, he was actually praying.
因着他的祷告施洗约就出生了。
And because of his prayer that John the Baptist was born.
因着哈拿祷告，撒母耳就出生了。
Just like because of Hannah's prayer that Samuel was born.
弟兄姊妹，这是神所定的一个属灵的定律。
Brothers and sisters, this is a spiritual law that the Lord has set.
当有人在那里祷告的时候，我们就看见底下就有生命的一个产生。
As long as someone is praying there, we see there is this appearing of a life.
当有人在那边祷告的时候，我们看见器皿在那里就产生出来了。
As long as someone is praying, we see the appearance of the vessel.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都盼望我们传福音叫人得生命。
Brother and sister, don't we all want to preach the gospel so people would receive life?
我们都盼望弟兄姊妹属灵生命都能够成长。
Don't we also hope that all the brothers and sisters' spiritual life would grow?
但是那个秘诀在哪里呢？
But what is the secret to all this?
那个路在哪里呢？
Where is the way to it?
是有许多人愿意常常侍立在耶和华面前，在那里烧香。
Only when many people would be willing to stand still before the Lord to burn
incense. 在那里祷告。
And to pray.
所以我们看见不仅撒加利亚在殿里面在那里祷告。
So we see that not only Zacharias was praying in the temple.
他说众百姓也在外面祷告。
So did all the people praying outside.
有许许多多人在神面前一直在仰望神的祷告神。
So many people there looking up to the Lord and they're praying to him.
当他们祷告的时候呢，神就垂听他们的祷告。
And while they were praying, God answered.
神就在那个时代做了事情。
And God did His miraculous work in those days.
就我们看见施洗约就出生了。
And here we see John the Baptist was born.
他成为转移时代的一个人。
He became the very person who turns the era around.
他结束那个时代。
he actually wrapped up the age beforehand.
带进一个新的时代，复兴的时代。
Ushered in a new revival time.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在巴不得有更多的人因着神的家、爱神的家，在那里烧香祷告。
So, brother and sister, we wish there are more and more people who love the house of God, who are burning incense and praying before Him.
今天不是外面没有工作。
It's not that outwardly we do not have.
但是、啊、常常好像在那里产生不了生命。
But it's simply that our work does not bring forth any life.
好像在那里，神不容易兴起一个人，得着一个人。
As though it's so hard for God to raise up one person to gain a person for Him.
因为神在那里等候有更多人在他面前来。祷告烧香。
This is all because God has been waiting and waiting for more and more people to burn incense before Him, to pray before Him.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们还有一点爱主的心的话，我们都盼望神的家能够兴旺起来。
Brothers and sisters, as long as we have this little heart to love God's house, we always want to have more and more people to rise up to burn the incense.
正如那诗篇所告诉我们说，你们要为耶路撒冷求平安。
Just as Psalm says, you should ask for pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
愿你的城中平安，你的宫里呢兴旺。
May peace be in your house. May Jerusalem prosper in your palace.
我们都盼望神的家能够平安度日，不受仇敌的搅扰攻击。
We all desire that we could live in the house of God peacefully without any attack of enemies.
我们都盼望神的家能够兴旺起来。
We all hope that the house of God will prosper.
弟兄姊妹，我们都有这样的盼望，是不是？
Don't we all have this kind of hope, brothers and sisters?
但是这个盼望要成为一个力量，成为动力，乃是借着祷告。
But for this hope to become a power, to become an impetus,It's all done through prayer.
我们看见撒迦利亚，当他年纪老迈的时候，他仍然在殿里面，在那里烧香祷告。
We see Zacharias even at his age continue to serve in the temple to burn the incense.
在那边尽他的职分。
There to fulfill his duties.
所以我们看见祷告呢是祭司最主要、最重要的工作。
So we see praying as the foremost duty of a priestly work.
他说他年纪老迈的时候。
And the Bible tells us that when he was old,
有时候听到一些年长的弟兄姊妹说，我们年纪大了，我们什么都不能做。
Here we see that some elderly brothers and sisters would say, well, we're old, we cannot do anything.
但是我们感谢神，撒迦利亚当他年老的时候，他用祷告来服侍神。
But we thank God that Zacharias, at his old age, he served God with his prayers.
所以我们盼望我们在我们当中许多年长的弟兄姊妹一同来。烧香一同来祷告神。
So I hope that all the elderly brothers and sisters among us will burn incense and serve Him through prayer.
当我们也盼望有更多年轻人也是能够在这个服事上有份。
Of course, we hope more young people would have a part in this prayer ministry also.
我们看小小撒母耳，他年幼的时候他就进到殿里面来服事，学习服事神。
That the little Samuel, when he was young, he went into the house of God and he learned to serve.
他在那关心神家的事物。
There he concerned himself about the business of God.
等到他慢慢年纪大，生命成熟老人的时候呢，神就能够使用他。
As he gradually grew up, as he became more mature, God started to use him.
结果当撒迦利亚在那烧香祷告的时候，天使就向他说话：“你的祷告已经。”被听见了。
While Zacharias was burning incense, the angel appeared to him and saying, "Your prayer was answered."
你要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫约翰。
You will bear a son. You shall call his name John.
感谢神，神是那听祷告的神。
We thank God that who hears our prayers.
神为什么听撒迦利亚祷告呢
？Why does God answer Zacharias' prayer?
神为什么听哈拿祷告呢
？Why does God answer Hannah's prayer?
神是不是？因着哈娜有个对头，常常刺激她，让她生气。
Is it because Hannah had a rival who provoked her all the time? So God answered her prayer.
神体恤她苦楚，神为了让她出一口气。
Now is it because God was sympathetic to Hannah's difficulties? So God was trying to plead her cause for her.
所以神让她能够生出撒母耳来。
So she bore Samuel.
我想我们都知道不是，乃是因为在。哈拿祷告里面，他摸到神里面的心意。
We all know it's not so. It's
simply because as she was praying, she actually touched the God's heart.
他知道神需要得着一个忠心的祭司来代替以利。
He knew that God wanted to have a faithful priest to replace Eli.
能够照神的心意在那边行。
So that that person could walk according to God's will.
所以同样，为什么神垂听撒迦利亚祷告呢？
So likewise, why is it God answered Zechariah's prayer?
能够叫以撒伯能够生出一个儿子来呢？
So that Elizabeth could bear a son.
也不是为了只是除去她的羞辱而已。
It's not because God wanted to remove her reproach only.
那是因为撒迦利亚在侍奉祷告的时候，他看见在那个时代里面，神实在需要得到一个器皿。
It is because Zechariah, as he served God, as he prayed, he realized that God did need a vessel for himself.
能够终身归给耶和华的人。
And this vessel will be all his time dedicated to God.
能够侍奉神的人。
He was able to serve God.
一方面我们看见撒迦利亚为什么在那边祷告呢？
So on the one hand, we see why Zechariah was praying.
他已经年纪老迈了。
He was old.
按照律法的规矩，祭司他们侍奉是在30岁到50岁之间。
According to the ordinance of the law that a priest served between the age of 30 to 50.
所以我想按照当时撒迦利亚年纪应该是退休的人。
So at that time, Zechariah, his age was at the time of retirement.
但是我们知道圣经不是一本历史的书而已。
So, but we do know that the Bible is not only the book of history.
圣经是一本属灵的书。
It's a spiritual book.
所以好像按照律法的规定来说，撒迦利亚不可能是在圣殿里面去烧香祷告的一个人。
So according to the law, Zechariah shouldn't be the person who continued to serve God to burn incense in the temple.
我想就在我们今天来说，我们都知道服事没有一个退休的年龄的。
Now, as far as we're concerned, we also know a person who serves God has no age of retirement.
因为当撒迦利亚在祷告祷告的时候，他知道好像若是没有一个儿子的话，
Zechariah was praying and he realized that if he did not have a son,
来承接这个祭司的职任，
to continue this priesthood,
他侍奉就中断了，
then his service would simply be stopped right there.
没有第二代起来继续服侍神，
so there would be no second generation to rise up to serve God.
所以这是说明撒迦利亚在那里他看见一件事情。
And this tells us that Zechariah saw something there.
若没有儿子的话来承接他的职事继续服侍神。
That without a son to continue his priesthood to serve God.
他就要不住的祷告不住的祷告。
Then he simply had this desire to continue to pray, to pray.
直到有一个儿子被兴起来继续祭司的职任。
Until one day a son would be raised up to continue this priesthood.
所以在退休会里面，弟兄的负担也是一直告诉我们，不仅我们这一代要服侍，我们需要第二代的人起来服侍神。
So at the retreat, that our brother's burden was that not only we serve God at this age, but also our second generation should rise up to serve Him also.
把我们在主面前一点的灵受一点亮光，能够继续传递下去。
So whatever.As little as it might be, this little revelation and this life from the Lord can be handed down onto the second generation.
见证能够继续传递下去。
So the testimony will be continued.
这个就是为什么我们需要盼望能够和年轻人一起在一起聚会的一个原因。
And this is the reason that we want to share, we want to have fellowship together with our young people.
当然，这种方式不一定是绝对的。
Although this method of meeting may not be absolutely right,
不一定是最好的，
may not be necessarily the best,
但是我们总是有一个心愿，巴不得我们的见证，我们的托付，一点的托付能够继续传递下去。
But we do have this desire, we do have this burden that our testimony will be handed down onto the next generation.
不是停在我们身上就中断，就停止了。
It would never, never be stopped right in us.
我们盼望第二代能够被主兴起来。
We hope that second generation will be raised up by God.
继续能够把神的心意、把神的托物见证继续传递下去。
And we'll continue to convey the entrustment, the commitment, and the burden of the Lord.
所以我们看见撒迦利亚，虽然他年纪老迈了。
So we see that Zechariah was well advanced in age.
他看见 他看见后代还没有被兴起来。
And he saw that his second generation wasn't raised up yet.
甚至还没有后代产生出来。
Or to the point that there was no second generation, period.
所以他虽然年纪老，但按着来说，应该他应该是退休，在家里好像可以休息下来了。
So even though he was very old at the age of retirement to simply take a break.
但是撒加利亚没有。
But he did not do so.
他仍然一直在殿中，一直在那里烧香祷告，烧香祷告。
He continued to serve in the temple to pray to burn the incense.
直到有一个儿子被生出来，直到有第二代被兴起来。
Until a son, a second generation was raised up.
他才能够退下来。
Then he was ready to retire.
我们看见撒加利亚和他妻子以撒伯，他们在耶和华面前都是个义人。
We see that Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth were all righteous before the Lord.
他们属灵光景是非常美好的。
So their spiritual conditions were very wonderful.
我想他们也都是蒙神喜悦的一般人。
I believe they were pleasing to the Lord.
但是他们心中没有满足。
But in their heart there was no satisfaction.
他们心中没有安息。
There was no rest.
他们知道祭司的职任不能只停留在他身上而已。
They knew that the priesthood should never stop right on them only.
侍奉不能停在到他们这一代就中断了。
The service should never stop on their time.
还需要第二代，还需要儿子被兴起来。
Because the second generation, their son had to be raised up.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在也巴不得有这样的心愿。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that we all have this kind of desire.
有弟兄曾经说过，我们有许多儿女，虽然不一定说个个都是爱主的。
Some brother once said that although we have many children and not necessarily everyone loves the Lord, but we hope at least there is one who loves the Lord and who serves Him.
用什么盼望我们的儿女在地上都有很好的发展。
Brothers and sisters, we hope all our children have a very bright future in this world.
即使我们若是我们有点爱主的心。
Now, if we do have this heart to love Him,
我们绝不会以我们儿女在地上有一些很好成就，心里就满足了。
We would never be satisfied simply because our children have such a bright event, achievement in this world.
我们心中一定有一个欠缺，有一种不满，神圣的不满足。
There is always this void, this holy dissatisfaction in us.
一种神圣的不安息。
This holy unrestness.
我们总是盼望。第二代能够被兴起来
，because we always hope that the second generation will be raised among us，
然后继续服侍下去
，that they could continue to serve God。
但是弟兄姊妹，那个关键在哪里呢
？But brothers and sisters, where is the critical point here？
那是像哈拿一样
，that is we need people like Hannah。
那是像撒加利亚一样
，we need people like Zacharias。
在殿中烧香祷告
，who will pray, who will burn the incense in God's house.
用什么？若是没有一般人在神面前有这样的祷告
，Brothers and sisters, if we do not have a group of people who pray before God,
神没办法工作。
Like this, then God would never be able to do His
work. 神没有办法得着第二代。
God will not be able to gain His second generation.
用什么？这是我们的责任。
Brothers and sisters, this is our responsibility.
我们都盼望。有更多的年轻人能够在神的家里面担负责任。
That help more young people will rise up and bear more responsibilities in the house of God.
但是我们盼望这些人被兴起来之前。
And also we hope that before these people are raised up.
责任不在他们身上。
We know that the responsibility is not on them.
责任乃是在哈拿、撒加利亚身上。
The responsibility is on Hannah, is on Zechariah.
责任乃是在我们的身上。
And the responsibility is on us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要有更多人有这样负担，有这样看见。
So brothers and sisters, we need more people who have this kind of burden, who have this kind of insight.
今天我放眼这个时代教会的光景。
As you take a look at all the conditions of the church,
不是没有人在那边热心为主做许多工。
It's not that we lack people who zealously work for the Lord.
不是没有人在那里花很多时间安排这个聚会，安排那个聚会。
It's not that we lack people who spend so much time to arrange all kinds of meetings.
在这许多聚会里面负了很多的责任，做了很多事情。
And they did so many things, and they took much responsibility for arranging everything.
但是为什么生命产生不出来呢？
Then why is it the life which is lacking.
为什么神在那里没办法得着人呢？
Why is that God could not gain people there?
因为人不愿意再付代价来祷告。
It's because men are not willing to pay a price to pray.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不要尽量不要看外面人数多寡。
Now, brother and sister, let's not consider the numbers of the people who are meeting.
我们还是要看到底有多少人在那祷告。
Let's consider exactly how many people who are praying.
这是神所要的。
This is what God wants.
这是我们今天所需要的。
And this is what we need today.
因为若是没有人像撒迦利亚身体衰败的时候，他仍然不住地祷告。
If there are no people who are like Zacharias, who are physically weak, and continue to pray,
then
God will never be able to perform His recovery work.
若是在教会里面神兴起有这样的人,
but if in the church God is able to raise up people like this,
好像身体不行了,
although their bodies are decaying,
好像按着肉身，好像许多条件已经没有了,
and physically speaking, they fall short of all the conditions to serve God.
但是他们仍然相信只有借着祷告神要做事情。
But they're convinced that through prayer God will work.
所以弟兄姊妹们，感谢神，当他在祷告的时候，神垂听了他的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we really thank God. As Zacharias was praying, God listened to his prayer.
我们看见神在那里就有路可走了。
And we see God actually found outlet to work.
我们看见神就可以兴起四旬约翰，在那为神预备合适的百姓。
And we actually see God raise up John the Baptist to prepare a useful vessel for him.
在那里为主耶稣开道路。
Prepare the way for the Lord Jesus.
我们看见救恩就要临到以色列百姓的当中。
And then we see the salvation was about to come upon all the Israelites.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们能够学习像撒迦利亚一样。
So brothers and sisters, if we could learn to be like Zechariah.
这个祷告不是为了我们得到一个儿子。
And his prayer was not simply for the sake of obtaining one son.
这个祷告不是为了除去他们的羞耻。
And his prayer was not simply for taking away their reproach in the world.
这个祷告不是为了他自己的需要。
It's not for his personal needs.
那是为了神家需要。
But instead, it's for the needs of God's house.
那是为了神的需要。
His prayer was for God's needs.
因为主耶稣出来之前，必须有人走到他前面为他开路。
Before the Lord Jesus appeared, he needed someone to prepare the way to be the forerunner.
为他预备合适的百姓。
To prepare the people useful for him.
好，叫主耶稣来到以色列百姓当中的时候。
So when the Lord Jesus, as he came among people,
我们就看见许多人已经预备好了。
He saw that many people were prepared.
他们在那里准备接待主耶稣，接受这个神的救恩。
They're ready to receive the Lord Jesus, to receive his salvation.
所以弟兄们，看见祷告是何等的重要。
So brothers and sisters, let's know together that how important prayer is.
今天人为什么不愿意多有祷告？
Why is it today people do not want to pray more?
因为这是需要付代价的。
Because it needs you to pay a price for doing so.
祷告是对付一个人肉体。
Because praying is to deal with your flesh.
弟兄姊妹，我们参加许多聚会，我们可以说在那是一种享受。
Brothers and sisters, as we go to many different kinds of meetings, there we enjoy ourselves.
我们也不需要付什么太多的代价。
Because there we don't have to pay much price.
我们在那坐享其成。
There we simply reaping whatever the hard work other people provided for us.
但是只有祷告是一个对付我们肉体的一种。
But only praying is a service which deals with our flesh.
因为这是人肉体最不想要的一种服侍。
Because this is the kind of service our flesh does not want most.
因为这在其中好像没有什么太多的享受。
Because there is not much enjoyment in praying.
弟兄姊妹，实在神怜悯我们。
Brothers and sisters, our God is really merciful to us.
只有在神兴起有更多这样的人，他们愿意付代价。
And only when He makes people see that. Through praying, pay much more price before him.
才有可能产生撒母耳，产生施洗约翰。
It's only so possible to bring forth Samuel, to bring forth John the Baptist.
在那里我们才可以看见荒凉时代光景才可以结束。
There we could see the desolate age can be ended.
若不然的话，这荒凉时代继续要延续下去。
Otherwise, the desolate condition will simply continue.
神的百姓仍然在仇敌辖制底下。
God's people will continue to be oppressed by their enemies.
我们感谢神，因着撒迦利亚这个忠心的祭司，一直侍立在耶和华面前。
We thank God that because Zechariah is this faithful priest who continue to stand still before God.
他祷告，神听见了。
And God answered, heard his prayer.
你要给他生一个，你要生，以利沙伯要给你生一个儿子，你要给他取名。
So the angel said that Elizabeth will bear a son and you will call his name John.
但是一方面我们看见,
Then again, on the one hand, we see
神为什么垂听他的祷告?
That why is God answered his prayer?
撒迦利亚这个人的名字,
Zechariah, this name
叫做耶和华纪念,
means The Lord remembers.
而以利沙伯这个名字的意义呢，乃是神的誓言，就是神的启示。
Elizabeth means the revelation of the Lord.
一方面的确是人摸到神的心意，知道神有一个需要。
On the one hand, that man actually touched God's desire and knew that God has this need.
一方面的确人愿意付代价，神就答应他们祷告。
On the other hand, the men were willing to pay a price, so God could answer their prayers.
但是神之所以垂听他们的祷告，神之所以能够在那里能够产生一个生命。
But the reason that God heard their prayer, the reason that God was able to bring forth a life,
让这个祭司能够有祭司起来继续服侍下去。
So another priest would rise up to continue his priestly service.
因为这是神和以色列百姓所立的一个约，是神的启示，是神的誓言。
It's all because this is the covenant, this is the oath that God swore toward his people.
神和以色列百姓所立的约是个永远的约。
The covenant God made with his people is everlasting.
他拣选亚伦家成为祭司是成为永远的祭司。
Now he chose the house of Aaron to be priests. They were priests forever.
世世代代要服侍神。
Throughout their generations, they would serve him.
世世代代神都要兴起祭司来服侍他。
Throughout the generations, God would raise up the priests to serve him.
神纪念他和以色列百姓所立的约。
So God remembered the covenant that he made with his people.
虽然人可以荒凉，可以失败。
Although man could become very desolate, could fail much.
但是神的心永远是不改变的。
But God's heart would never change.
神总要兴起环境来。
God would always raise up circumstances.
神总要兴起一些人来。
Always raise up certain people.
叫他们能够配合神。
So that they would cooperate with God.
所以当撒迦利亚在祷告的时候，神纪念他的约。
So while Zechariah was praying, God remembered his covenant.
神是以启示来和以色列百姓立约的。
Because God made his covenant with his people by an oath.
当神在那纪念他所立的约的时候，神就开始要工作了。
Now while God remembered the covenant he made with people, he started his work.
神就要成就他的工作。
And God will fulfill his promise.
那一方面我们看见他是按着班次在那里尽祭司的职任。
So there we see that Zechariah's served his priesthood duties according to his division.
神告诉我们说他是亚比亚班里面的一个祭司。
And the Bible tells us that he was of the division of Abijah.
若是我们读历代志的时候，我们就知道在那二十四个班次里面。
And if we read the Chronicles, we know that among the 24 divisions,
亚比班是排在第八班。
Abijah was the eighth division.
所以撒迦利亚是在这个第八班的班里面的一个祭司。
So, Zechariah was a priest of this eighth division of the priesthood.
八乃是代表一个复活。
Now, number eight represents revival.
当以利沙伯这个不能够生育的这个妇女。
It represents a resurrection and Elizabeth, this barren woman.
好像像那个死了的人不能够产生生命。
As a dead person who is not able to bring forth life.
在这个班次里面，在这个复活的里面，神做了一件奇妙的事情。
But in this division, in this resurrection, God did an amazing thing.
那是叫这个不能够生育的妇人能够生出儿子来。
He made this barren woman to bring forth a son.
在这个复活大能里面产生这一个儿子。
In this great power of a resurrection, she actually bore a son.
在那个黑暗荒凉时代，在那个死亡的时代里面。
In that dark age, in that age of death.
在主耶稣这个复活生命里面，就产生带出了生命。
In the resurrection life of our Lord Jesus, He also brought forth life.
我们感谢神，主耶稣今天从死里复活了。
We thank God that our Lord Jesus was resurrected from
the dead. 今天生命都在我们里面。
So this new life has all indwelled.
这个生命是不受死亡辖制的。
This life will never be bound by death.
这个生命是阴间全不能够辖制的。
This is a life that the gates of Hades could not prevail against.
用怎么样？若是我们今天是站在这个复活班次里面
，So brothers and sisters, as long as we take the stand of in the division of resurrection.
我们若是在这个班次里面，我们侍立在耶和华，在那里祷告烧香。
As long as we are in this division of resurrection, we burn incense, we serve, we stood still before the Lord and we pray.
我们看见在那里就要产生的生命。
There we see a life would be brought forth.
在那里就有了盼望。
There we see a hope came up.
在那里主耶稣就要借这一半人来到神的百姓当中。
There the Lord Jesus would come before his people through these people.
用什么？我们今天所眼目所看见的不是这些环境。
So brothers and sisters, let our eyes not only regard the circumstances.
今天我们若是眼目注意到这个环境，只会让我们灰心丧胆。
If we only focus our attention on the circumstances, they simply made us lose heart, made us despair.
我们的眼目仍然是注目在主耶稣基督的身上。
Let our eyes be focused on the Lord Jesus Himself.
他永远是我们盼望。
Who is forever our hope.
因为他是那位有盼望的神。
Because He is the God of hope.
我们的指望也是在乎他。
And our hope is in Him.
他乐意在这个时代当中仍然兴起这样的人。
He is delighted in raising up people, pleasing to him even among this kind of generation.
仍然忠心侍立在他面前。
Who will serve him faithfully, stand still before him.
我们相信神仍然要垂听他们的祷告。
And we believe that God will answer their prayers.
因为神盼望在这里能够兴起祭司来。
Because God longed for raising up priests.
这一般是终身归耶和华为圣的人。
These priests are people who belong to God all their lives.
他们要继续把神的见证传递下去。
They will continue to pass on the Lord's testimony to next generation.
神的见证、神的救恩、神的心意继续要传递下去。
God's testimony, God's salvation, God's heart, His desire will continue to be passed on down to the second generation.
直到主耶稣基督的再来。
Until the Lord Jesus returns.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天处在这个时代的时候，我们所需要学习的。
Brothers and sisters, these are the things we need to learn as we live in this kind of age.
退休会可以过去。
The retreat will soon pass away.
也许我们所听的信息慢慢在我们心中慢慢就淡忘掉了。
And the messages that we heard will soon fade away.
但是我们感谢神，他是那位信实的神。
But we thank God that He is faithful.
他是那位以变以谢的神。
He is the God of Ebenezer.
直到如今，他仍然帮助我们。
Until today, He is our help.
他更是那位纪念他所立约的神。
He is also the God who remembers the covenant He makes.
他起的誓就不能够改变。
He will never change the oath which He has already made.
我们感谢神，求神纪念他和百姓所立的约。
We thank our God that we ask Him to remember the covenant He makes with His people.
他所拣选侍奉他的人要世世代代。直到永远。
And the people he chooses to serve him will serve him throughout generations.
巴不得我们都有这样的心智心愿，我们愿意像哈拿，像撒加利亚。
If only we all had this mind and heart to be like Hannah, to be like Zechariah.
我们盼望更多的人在教会里面被兴起来。
So that more people will be raised up in the church.
一同侍立在耶和华面前烧香祷告。
Together we stand still before God to serve Him, to burn the incense.
我们相信神要垂听我们的祷告。
And we are persuaded that God will answer our prayers.
我们相信在我们这些好像失掉的人没有办法再生意的人，神要生出一个儿子来。
And we believe that we who as though are dead are not able to bring forth sons will be able to bring forth children.
他的名字叫约翰。
And his name is called John.
约翰这个名字依然是神的恩典。
John means the grace of God.
我们看见一切都是神的恩典。
And here we see that everything is from the grace of God.
一切都是他所做的。
Everything is performed by him.
不是我们，乃是他自己。
Not by us, but by himself.
因为他是那永远的神。
Because he is the God forever.
他是那立约的神。
He is the God who makes covenant.
他说的话必要成就他自己的话。
Whatever he says, he will bring it to pass.
求神恩待我们。
May the Lord, may God be gracious to us
all. 巴不得神帐当中真是兴起更多的撒加利亚，也兴起更多的耶斯洗约翰。
If only more Zechariahs, more John the Baptist would be raised up in our midst.
为主预备道路，为主预备何用的百姓。
To prepare the way for him, to make ready the people useful to him.
我就用到这里，请弟兄长做结束祷告。
This is the end of my sharing. Brother, would you please say a prayer to conclude today's meeting?
请弟兄姊妹低头，我们为今天做个祷告。
Brothers and sisters, your head bow, please. Let's pray.
主，我们首先先要感谢你。
Lord, first of all, we want to thank you.
在古时，你借着先知晓谕你的百姓。
In old age, that you spoke to your people through the prophets.
在现代，你借着你的仆人传你的信息。
Nowadays, through your servants, you preach your message.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
这些小意，这些信息，都让我们里面的生命被点燃。
All these sayings, all these messages will quicken our heart.
我们也常常被你感动。
And we're often moved by you.
我们的生命就跟你应和。
So that our life will be in sync with you.
每次的感动都叫我们说，主啊，我们愿意跟着你走。
Oh, every moving from you enables us to say, Lord, we want to follow on.
愿这样的感动不停地提醒我们。
May this moving continue to remind us.
也愿主你每次与我们同在的时候，不止地一直抓住我们的心。
May Lord, you gain hold of heart every time as we are gathered in your presence.
赐我们安息，赐我们喜乐。
Give us this rest and joy.
好让我们走在你的道路上的时候，真是充满愿意。
So that as we walk in your way, we're filled with this willing heart.
愿意每次借着你的信息。
If only every time through your message.
不停地来复兴我们里面。
You will continue to revive us inwardly.
愿着这样的信息。
Through this kind of message.
把我们的里面的生命点燃。
Once again, rekindle the life within us.
一直烧到你再来。
Continue to burn it until your second coming.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
把我们里面所值得爱戴、感谢、颂赞的话语都归给你。
We simply offer to you all our admiration, all the thanksgiving and praises to you.
愿我们里面真是充满那荣耀的生命。
May our hearts are filled with your glorious life.
你同在与保守的生命。
The life of your presence and the life of your visitation.
在我们每一个人身上。
That in each one of us.
能够显明你自己。
You will reveal yourself.
你值得我们的敬拜感谢。
Worthy are you to receive all our worship and thanksgiving.
直到永永远远。
Until forever and ever.
祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
请弟兄。